Hi, welcome to another episode of the Declutter Me podcast with myself, Anne Chirag. And you might be wondering why I am speaking first today. Well, it's because Chirag is going to be talking most of the time, which I know some of you women will be very happy about because you send messages about his voice. But anyway, so here's Chirag. What are we going to talk about today,
Chirag? Hello. I like how I could take a little tea break. It was nice. But we're going to talk about email again, but we're going to do a follow-up kind of the episode we did a few months ago when we shifted email services. And
you shifted email services, yes. Not me. I cannot shift the email service because they only allow one account on the email system, and I have 6 email accounts. I know it's a lot. I can't declutter them. But anyway.
I was going to be like, actually, we need to have a discussion about how we should start decluttering your email inboxes. Seriously, why do you have so many? But
there is a reason. But all right, so the name of the email system you're using is?
It's called Hey.
Hey, yeah. So H-E-Y, not H-A. Like hey, hello. Not Hey, H-A-Y. Which cows eat?
Horses. Hay is for horses.
What do cows eat then?
Grass.
No, they eat hay as well.
Sure, but hay is for horses.
Oh, hay is for horses. Okay, fine. I don't know. I should know coming from the Kent countryside, but anyway, that's another conversation. So, hay.
Hey. I could do this all day.
So, how was hay for you?
Yeah, it's been going okay. This is a couple of things. one is entirely it's my process. I'm sure of it. There are weeks when I don't stay on top of the inbox for many reasons. For example, the one week I'm kind of going through for the last couple of weeks with the website and all this stuff, which is just where all the focus has been.
Right.
Which means, I don't think that's any system can solve that. That's something for me to just go through and sit down and, I don't know, when there's a...
Netflix and...
There we go, Netflix and declutter type situation. And then I can go through that. So I think from that point of view, that hasn't changed all that much. It was good when I moved because Hay starts fresh. So it was kind of nice because it gave me an opportunity to start with a clean inbox.
Right.
And so I know that the stuff that is currently in the inbox are stuff I need to deal with, but they're not just random emails that came from nowhere and stuff like that. So I think on that front, it's been good.
Right.
And it's something I need to work on. The other thing that, it has been a little bit of a change of mindset, right? So the Hay has this, like I said, it's a system of there's no archiving.
Okay.
Right? There's a little sort of container at the bottom, which is every email you've dealt with already in some capacity. And it just dunks it there, right?
Okay, yeah. So there was no folder. You can't put it into folders.
You can. I mean, you can tag stuff in category. You can absolutely categorize everything.
Right, okay.
But the idea of putting something into a folder so that it goes out of your inbox is not the system. Because they're essentially it's a Gmail invention, right? This idea of archiving things and an endless stream of inboxes, which to some degree has an issue. But that's a different discussion. Mm. It took a little while to kind of get used to that because it was kind of oh, where did this email go? Okay, I guess it's down here. Why is it down? And they were just so not used to dealing with that, right?
Okay.
And so I think that took a little bit of time for me to just get used to this thing that was it's fine. There's a stream of inboxes and everything below this line I don't have to worry about. And I focus on the main inbox.
So the email comes in and it automatically goes into archiving?
No. It comes into your main inbox. So that's your view.
Right.
The view that you have when you enter the system.
Yeah.
And then you either take an action right away. So either you read it and you do nothing and it just dunks itself into that sort of bin. The container. Or you decide something with it, which is I want to reply to this either right away or later.
Right.
Or I want to set it aside for something. And sometimes it's I receive a confirmation for something. I have to wait for another update tomorrow. I can just put it aside.
Right, okay.
And then that's its own kind of folder where I can go in and address. And the reply later is something I started using quite aggressively. I've been a little erratic with it now. So now I've gone back to a little bit of a mixed system of sometimes when I want to deal with something, I leave it in the inbox unread.
Right, yeah.
Because it's just easier to look. I want to see it as soon as I walk in.
Yeah.
Even though it does have a really nice system of what is a reply later box, which is essentially everything that I want to reply later.
Yeah.
And it allows me to go in and just address them. In fact, I can address them in parallel, right? It gives me reply boxes next to every email.
Right.
And
okay.
I can go through and do it. So it's a nice system, but I'm not using that to the full to the full capacity.
Yeah.
Since we spoke about this in about January or February, there have been a few updates as well, which are interesting. So one is that they have the ability to put a picture on that bottom container.
Right.
So if your inbox is empty, i.e. the action stuff is empty, yeah, and everything's in that bin, but people get annoyed because they still see emails in that bin, you can cover it up with a nice little image.
Aww.
So it's kind of, it's a nice idea of just like kind of getting things out of the, yeah, way. They've also introduced something called recycling, which is just a funny, because there's nothing physical happening here, but the concept of getting rid of emails,
right,
after a certain amount of time. And so stuff that is, obviously the spam gets and trash and these things, these are normal, yep, but this is also for stuff. So there is something, the concept of the feed, which I talked about last time, which is all the newsletters and other, mm-hmm, things. It's like an endless feed that you can read,
yeah,
but
yeah,
it goes again out of your inbox.
Yeah.
And the idea is that if you've put something in the feed, it's probably something you're just randomly reading and stuff. After a certain number of days, I think it's 90, it'll just trash the email.
Right. Okay. So that goes into that recycling thing.
It's the recycling thing is across everything. So right, you can set permissions on like how often you want something to recycle, and you can do that by person, by whatever. So
right,
as an example, I get emails from Apple all the time. A lot of them are mostly notifications, yep, but I don't necessarily put them in the newsletter because I want to know, for example, when there's a change in the podcast system or whatever.
Right.
But the relevance of this email like 2 months from now is zero.
Yeah.
And so I can say that, hey, whenever everything comes from this particular mailbox from Apple, just chuck it every 30 days.
Right.
Right. Okay. Even though I'm actually filing it, but I don't need to keep it.
Yeah.
And their idea, by the way, there is an implication to this, again, goes back to this whole, like, the anti-Gmail option, which is, it's great that you can archive email and keep it, but storing that much email takes up server space.
Yeah.
It takes up energy. It, yeah, takes up, there's a carbon footprint to it and all of that. And they're like, this is a way, we're calling it recycling because it's, but it isn't. It is just about deleting all the old stuff. So their essentially server farm can be optimized, can run smoother, and you don't have all this clunky stuff that is getting searched when you're searching for stuff.
But then can you find it at a later date or no?
No, it actually gets trashed. Yeah, it actually gets trashed.
Okay,
so right, anyway, that's why they don't do it for the main inbox. They don't do it for, they don't automatically turn it on for your contacts,
mm,
but they turn it on for stuff you put in the feed,
right.
But there's, we also have a paper trail where you keep receipts and stuff. They don't do it there,
right, either,
unless you ask for it. It's manually activated, but it's just a nice idea of saying there are things that we know now that you don't care about or you don't need. So for example, there is, as you know, there's this sort of lobby system where when I get an email for the first time, and I want to talk about that in a second, but when we get emails for the first time, mm-hmm, I get to screen them in or out.
Yep.
And there are times when I screen things out. Those emails also will get trashed eventually, right, because it's like you don't want to see it. So 6 months in, what's the value to you?
Yeah, there's
nothing.
None.
So let it go.
Yeah.
You know? And so you keep your inbox also lighter ultimately, because ultimately when you're searching, it's searching everything.
Yeah.
And so that, the, yeah, lighter, it cleans up the stuff that you know you're not going to deal with. So, mm-hmm, it's like it's the equivalent of if in a regular email system,
mm-hmm,
you were chucking something in a folder. I'll read it later. You never really got to, yeah, it. And then one day you go in and you say, oh, just empty this folder out. Yeah. I'll start again. It's the same concept, but they're just automating it through your inbox.
Right, okay. So they just figure it out for you.
Yeah, based on things that I've done as I'm working through my inbox.
Okay. So what is your thought? You're liking it? You're using it?
Yeah, I'm definitely liking it. So there's definitely, like I said, there's some adjustments to make,
mm-hmm,
because it's not the same as other email systems.
But that's the same with any new system that we've used.
Correct. And one of the things that I think is nice about it is that they allow you to export into an mbox format, which is a standard format that any email service understands.
Mm.
So whether it's a Gmail or Yahoo or whatever else, but also your regular mail clients,
yep,
understand it. Which means that if I decide to get out, I can just do an export. It gives me the export of all my emails. I can go import into any other service and I don't lose my data,
right,
which is not the same when you're getting into the system because it starts fresh.
Right. Okay. So what happens to all the emails from the past?
No, that's, I still have them. They're just sitting in a mail client separate from here.
Oh, okay.
Because their entire idea is, you know, because it's a new way of going through your email, if you import all your old, if you bring your like clutter with you, then it kind of defeats the purpose of having a clean thing, right? So, but I still have access to them and I still have them sitting there, but actually, honestly, like I barely look it up anymore.
Yeah. And I mean, that's true of most things. But I think there's going to be, for a lot of people, there'd be the worry of, because they don't have time to check. We know that people have like tens of thousands of emails that they've kept, which they don't need. I mean.
So that's, I had the same worry, by the way, right? Mm. When I moved, I was like, wow, what's going to happen? And I think the first few weeks, I went back to the old mailbox a lot.
Right.
But honestly, like, I can't remember the last time I had to actually go there. I'm sure it's been a few weeks, if not more, just simply because all my conversations are where they need to be.
Yes.
And
a lot of my, like using a new system, that always happens, right?
And then also like a lot of the historical record. So you think of like, what do I need to look at from a year ago or 2 years ago? Is there things like invoices and stuff? These are anyway stored somewhere.
Yeah.
Right? So our invoicing systems have obviously every invoice we've ever sent or for since we've existed in 2017. All of this stuff, this data is already available to me.
Okay. And I mean, yeah, if you're saving it onto somewhere, I mean, for me, what I've done to reduce a lot of the emails is that all the emails that I was sending to clients, I have, and even potential clients, I have forwarded them to my CRM. You know, some of them I was CCing or BCCing my onto my CRM,
correct.
But not all of them. But now everything, as soon as I send an email out, like an invoice, because that goes from a different system, I'll forward it to my CRM and then delete the email immediately. So it's not on my email client. So I remove like 1,000 emails immediately when I decide to start doing that, because it's just taking up space. I didn't need the folder. Like, it's that folder has got practically about 3 or 4 emails, and it's because it's important emails.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, so that's the same.
And yeah, it's the same thing. Is like, so the other side of that is that means that the CRM has, like, if you were to move, it's not like you were going to lose the history with of your communication with the client, because you have that in the CRM, for example.
Exactly,
you have that, you have all the invoices in the invoicing system. Yeah, it takes one lookup, but that's fine. But you walk in with a clean inbox, and that's kind of the point. And then the one thing that I think continues to surprise me is this. So obviously, as I mentioned, the big thing about the system is it has sort of a lobby area. Essentially, if someone emails me for the first time ever, it doesn't actually come into my inbox. It doesn't walk into my inbox at all.
Mm-hmm.
It sits in an area where I can go and say, okay, let me see if this is someone I actually want to hear from. I don't want to hear from. Is it spam? I mean, not spam, but is it like clutter, essentially? Yeah. Clutter emails that I was not expecting to receive, etc. I mean, it's been 4.5 months. It is amazing that thing is still never empty. And there's always someone new messaging me.
We've talked about that.
Yeah, and I think ordeal. I think it's not just new people, because that is happening. Of course, there are new people that are trying to reach and send me emails for one reason or the other. But I think it's also, you know, you have... So for example, I'm on someone's list. That person is very infrequent with sending messages. So it comes maybe once every 6 months.
Right.
And I haven't even... I don't think I've even finished cycling through the regular people who used to email me, who I didn't get out of the email list form and so on. And every now and then I'll see something and I'm like, oh yeah, I used to receive these emails. Yeah. Like, why am I receiving them? Okay, out you go. And it's been revealing in the way of like, wow, there was so much clutter coming into my inbox.
Yeah.
Because the amount of times I say no on a weekly basis, let's say, is so high, is much higher than I thought it would be 4 months from now.
Yeah.
4 months from when I started.
So how can you, I mean, for a lot of them, like, I get it on a regular basis, these people, because I'm on lists, like people are buying lists and sending us spam for their businesses. I unsubscribe from them all the time, which we've talked about on other podcasts. But what can you do on this system? Do you unsubscribe, or do you just put...
I don't have to. I can just say, no, I don't want to hear from them. I never see them in my inbox ever.
Okay, fine.
And the thing is that the downside, as you mentioned correctly, is, you know, sometimes it does feel like you're unsubscribing and it's costing you 2 more emails, or somehow you're not getting off their list.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason is that someone can buy a list or move a list from one system to another, and then sort of save it somewhere beyond a mailing platform, whether it's MailChimp or MailerLite, or there's so many of these. Run through, send out a few emails, then have people unsubscribe. Then just take the old list, import it into a new system.
Yeah, and a new email address, yeah.
Right? And then it's a new email address. So that's why the emails just keep recycling. Yeah. And unsubscribing, yes, there is a value to unsubscribe, because it actually, most systems honor that. Like the mailing systems themselves honor that. But the people don't have to.
Especially here in this region.
Right. So the advantage of just saying no is like, I'm not even going to deal with your process. I just don't want to see you in my inbox anymore. And so in a lot of cases, people take email addresses across. So I stay out of those. But I'm also not dealing with the process. There are some mailing systems, by the way, that I don't know whether they're not updated, because, again, the rules are not enforced in a very clean way. Like, for example, between the EU versus here or whatever. Mm. And you have these people that, like, you send, say, unsubscribe, and then you get an email to confirm you're unsubscribed. And you're just, like, in this loop, and I'm like, what am I doing here? And I just say, and sometimes I'm unsubscribed from one of my aliases. So I have my own name, but then there's a other, contact @ and stuff like that. And so, and then sometimes it'll do it and be like, we can't find this email address in our system. So what have you answered? And I'm just like, well, you could have linked it. You know, I got the email.
Yeah.
You could have linked it to my user, but not all systems work like that. So all this is just like taking away that pain and just saying, nope, I don't want to hear from this person. But it's not limited to emailer list, right? It can be somebody who's just seen your email somewhere and decides to contact you. And you're like, okay, I know this is not going to go anywhere. I know this is, I'm not expecting to reach from this person. I'm just going to outright say no.
Okay.
And so then that person can keep emailing me all they want, but
I'm
not going to see it because it's not treated as spam. It's just treated as, I don't want to see this email anymore.
So is there anything else we need to know about this system? So it's worth getting if you've got one email account?
No, you can get more. You just pay per mailbox is the point.
Okay.
Right? So, but I do have, for example, I have multiple aliases, but I create them as aliases. I don't create separate mailboxes. So the contact and mine... Essentially, the contact email just comes to me.
Right.
I don't set them as separate mailboxes because I don't want to manage all these mailboxes. And
yeah, do that, see, I have that just because I like separating them from my life in a way. I have a reason.
I'm sure you do. No, but I can see that, by the way, and there were times when I did that. I just, for me, it has to do with the fact that because the rate is like that, I'm also thinking efficiently to be like, well, do I want to create all these mailboxes and pay extra a month? Yeah. Or can I actually really manage? And I can. The other advantage, of course, is like when I have someone that also needs to see one of those emails, I can also send a copy to them and I don't have to really deal with this thing. So it's and that's where I think the service actually shines the more people using the system are.
Right.
As well, because there's a whole list of collaboration features that are great. So like, for example, I was working with a freelancer. You know, this person was working on a project with me, so they obviously got a domain email address.
Right.
And the moment they did that, now I never had to forward a single email to them, right? I just attached them to a thread and I said, hey, you should be able to see this thread, and poof, they see everything as if it's a regular thread. I can group things together, which we talked about last time, but I can group things together. It's called a collection, but I think of it as a project.
Yeah.
So for example, we were launching a new show in February. Every email that you know, because there was a conversation with the designer who was doing some artwork for us. There was a conversation with a marketing person who was doing some of that. There was a conversation with the PR person who was handling the announcement. There's a conversation with the producers themselves who are dealing with the guests and the shows.
Yeah.
And all of this went in one place. And then when I had to give access to somebody, I just said, here, go look at this collection. It has every email, all the attachments, everything in one place, right?
Right.
And so that's where there are some really nice things. And we'll link to that episode and you can go into that. But I think like 4 months in, I'm quite happy with it overall. I think I'll keep using it. I don't see any reason to leave, I think. What I would like, I think, potentially down the road is the ability to snooze things. It's not so much the snoozing, because I can do that. I can dump it into the thing. It's about fronting things at a certain time.
Right.
Because I think my brain is associated with that sometimes, where I'm like, I want to reply to this when I'm going to be here.
Yeah.
And I can deal with it. So show it to me at 2:00. I don't want to see it until then.
That is very bizarre. I don't have that thought. No.
Yeah, so it's happened to me sometimes, right? Because I know, like, for example, we're recording now,
yeah.
Right? And I know that we're going to be done recording, let's say, an hour from now.
Yeah.
And that's when I want to go deal with it. Because it's not like I don't have time in the morning. I do, but at that time, I'm not in the zone to, like, deal with a certain thing. And so I'm like, hey, just show me this at 3:00 and get it out of my way. Okay. The problem is the get out of the way bit is happening, but then I have to remember to go and check that at 3:00. Yeah. So some systems allow you to do that. They allow you to snooze something until a certain time and say, you know, it comes back into your inbox at a certain time. Which is useful.
Didn't know that happened.
Yeah, the Spark is an example of an app that you can use, by the way, because it's just an email client, and it allows you to snooze things, you know, and show it to you at a certain time or a certain day, for example. So
it doesn't work for me. I mean, emails come through. I only have like what 5 emails in my inbox, and then when things come through, I just delete and unsubscribe them or reply to them.
Yeah, and I think for me, it's also like almost like a to-do thing. Like I want to follow up on somebody. And I'm like, well, I'm going to follow. They told me, for example, they're going to be back in the office on next Sunday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, just send this back to me on Monday morning. So I remember to send them a note. Which is a useful way of using that thing. Yeah. So
I didn't even think about doing
so now what I have to do is I have to do that in my task manager. I have to put a reminder for myself to say, hey, go send this email. Whereas before, it used to kind of live inside my inbox because it was going to be an email. So I think there are some things that I think would be nice if this is had, but it's not like I'm lost without them.
Cool. Anyway, so thank you very much for the update on this.
I'm actually going to mention one more. There's a new email client that came out last week. It's called it's a company called Not So Big Company.
Right.
Is the name of the company, and it's called Big Email. I think it's Big Email Inbox or something.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll link to that in the show notes. It's got a very similar format, but it's not an entire mailing system. It's just an email client.
Right.
It's a paid one though. It's not free, but it has a very similar approach to email. So having the ability, but then you can do it. You can use it like you're using Apple Mail.
Right. Okay. So, so maybe something merge, that I could try.
You could look at that one.
Yeah.
And you can merge multiple accounts into one and so on. But it also has the same sort of screener feature, which says, don't show me this email. Show me this.
Right. Okay. I'll have it. I might check it out.
It's only just come out of beta, I think, last week.
Okay. All right. Cool. Well, thank you very much for listening and watching us. I hope you enjoyed it and found it interesting. If you did, please leave a comment in the comment box. And if you would like to see more about Declutter Me, go to www.declutter.me or me.com. I don't even know my website address.
But both works.
Yeah.
But also, yes, and please leave a comment if you enjoyed Shalina's intro and outro. And if you, because if you did, we'll make her do it more often.
Yeah, I had to practice a few times. Thank you for listening as always, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.